Item C is meeting planning, and it's for February 8th through 10th meeting, which is in Olympia. Who would like to take the lead on this?
I don't really want to take a lead, but I'll start it, Larry. As I mentioned during our meeting, I'm concerned about the number of topics that involve public input with the allotted time to satisfy that input. We have a number of topics that traditionally and justifiably draw a large public contingent, and given that, I don't know if there would be enough hours in the day to satisfy the public that do drive the long miles, like you said, to have an opportunity to talk. I just wonder if the agenda is too full.
There's certainly a lot on there, indeed. Any thoughts by anyone on paring that down or making some adjustments in time or place?
This is Commissioner Graybill. I'm wondering if we're under any specific deadlines on the Lands Tracts Actions briefing. As an example, that has public input right behind it. If we're not up against any specific deadline, or I do see that there is a decision on this. Perhaps we could consult with Julie Sandberg, real estate section manager, on whether or not we can postpone that.
I believe there will be several transactions in February for that topic. So, and I believe the public hearing and decision are all part of this, and the timing is critical.
All right.
So for okay. that item, for item number 8, which is the forest management update, I believe we might be able to cover that during a conference call. As you can see, it's a briefing and decision with no public input. So I've asked if possibly they could move that to a conference call.
This is Commissioner Thorburn, if I may. Usually the land transactions don't seem like they're a very long item, so I'm not sure how much that would help. It's actually on Saturday that I'm looking at what we have. Three areas with public input that I think can be certain will definitely generate public input. And one of those, Willapa Bay, we need to take a look at because we've identified some issues, and we need to get those resolved as we're approaching season setting. Mineral prospecting, we actually asked for this sooner than later because we wanted to make decisions about rulemaking maybe before we're expecting a court decision. So the one that I'm looking at is the Grays Harbor briefing and public hearing is our annual briefing that's required by the policy. We'll still get that. Does it have to be at this meeting meet the policy requirement, or is that one that could take a bit of time and that could be postponed to the next meeting?
I will check with staff.
Okay.
We've got 2.5 hours for the mineral. Go ahead, Commissioner Graybill.
I just agree that would like to explore the potential of moving that one, Grays Harbor.
Commissioner McIsaac?
Mr. McIsaac?
Yeah, I would support, if there isn't criticality to the Grays Harbor one being taken up right now, that we look for some breathing room there. And on another spot in the agenda, we've got two executive sessions, one Thursday morning for 3 hours and one on the afternoon of, where is it here?
Friday
for another, find it here anyway, another cup, there it is, looks like another hour and a half. So I was going to suggest that we not have the first one, and that we change the description of the second one so that there's a period after RCW 4230110-1I, and that be allowed to encompass everything, and that we do have the expectation that we would hear about some ongoing court cases. I think that's a good idea. But with the 3 hours saved on Thursday morning, I think I recall some other folks saying that a later start might be a better situation. I wondered about starting at 10 o'clock, and if people still wanted to have an executive session on that day, maybe we could shrink that one. But anyway, starting at 10 o'clock or so, and then splitting the time up between the proviso and the commission workshop. And then, Tammy, if you could say again where you thought we ended up with the discussion with Jay Caney on reserving the afternoon, and maybe there was another time during the week for the committee, the open committee meetings.
So Jay and I compared notes, and what the decision was, or what we heard everybody say, was Thursday afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. would be reserved for committee time, as well as 6 to 9 on Friday morning for committee time.
Okay.
So it doesn't necessarily need to be at 6 a.m. It's just if we had two really big meetings, we could use that time frame before we would start the regular commission Friday morning.
And that would be a 9 then, Tammy, right?
Yeah. I mean, 8:39, whatever. I mean, if you only have...
Right.
And did he say something about no Wildlife Committee meeting, or would there be one?
There will be no Wildlife Committee meeting in February, and I'm not sure about a Fish Committee yet.
Well, let me suggest,
and,
then, that...
As well as Big Tent, we really haven't had a discussion whether or not we need that with these proviso briefings that we're getting.
Right.
I'll talk to Nate about it and let you know soon.
Well, let me suggest then, moving backwards on at 4 o'clock, starting a Fish Committee meeting that could go from 4 till 5 or could go till 6 according to the schedule. And then in the afternoon, I think the commission workshop sessions have been informally valuable, very valuable. So fitting in the proviso and the commission workshop, moving backwards from 4 p.m. to that afternoon, and either an 11 o'clock or a 10 o'clock start or something like that, that might allow some of us to drive up in the morning as opposed to coming in the night before.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Does that give you enough, Tammy, to work with?
It's fine. I don't have any problem. This is for you guys to decide.
Okay.
Commissioner Carpenter, are you having a Fish Committee meeting in February? And do you have a plan with that?
I'd like to reserve judgment on that, and I'll talk to Ron Warren along the way. We have a significant number of fish issues on our regular agenda. And I can't think of any, too many right now that are on fire other than the ones we have on the agenda. So I don't know. We'll see, and I'll certainly talk to those involved and get Ron's thoughts on it here in the next week.
Okay.
Vice Chair Carpenter?
Yeah, Ron.
Sorry to butt in, if I might. I think we do need a Fish Committee meeting, but B, if I could turn your attention to item 11, if we're looking for room in the agenda, maybe we can take that briefing of the annual briefing for the Puget Sound Recreational Fishery Enhancement Account and move it until after North of Falcon. And save ourselves that 30 minutes there may also be a benefit to the commission for consideration.
Thank you.
Well, that's fine. Ron, why don't you send me an email on your view on agenda items for the Fish Committee, and then I'll have what you have, and we can talk about it as needed. So I'm fine either way. I wasn't trying to exclude it. I just wanted to make sure we had time for everything.
Yep. I'll do that, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Tammy, you got what you need to make some tweaks in our agenda for the February meeting?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Can I?
Are there any other?
I have one more.
Go ahead, Tammy.
Well, thanks. So for the February 2nd conference call, which is not far away, we have a couple of petitions. So or just one petition, but it's important that we're all on the call, and we'll have this open to the public to listen in as well, just like we did the call today.
Right. Thank you for that. Are there any other comments by any of the commissioners on any items before we adjourn?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Mr. McIsaac.
Yes. On a matter of the year at a glance and the March and April placement of a Columbia policy matter, I recall at the onset of the meeting I talked about being invited to a meeting with Jim Scott and Bill Twight and Guy Norman about alternative gear and its connection to the Columbia River policy and some discussion about evaluations there. And on the alternative gear business, remember that it seemed particularly relevant given the talk about enhancement of Chinook hatchery releases for the benefit of killer whales. So you'll see on the year at a glance that the Columbia River policy agenda item shows up in both March and April. And it's not clear that it's appropriate to try to tackle the complex issues of this in back-to-back meetings or what the expectations might even be. So I would like to propose a multiple commission meeting that extends, meeting process that extends over the course of 2018. And in March, as a first step, just to conduct a long, thorough, comprehensive evaluation of the performance of the policy. And then second, consider improvements and adjustments to the policy after soliciting ideas and having them fully analyzed by staff and advisory bodies, something that would obviously take several months to be fruitful. So, again, I'm proposing that a strong, thorough, comprehensive evaluation on the performance of the policy for the March meeting with advisory body people connected so they're fully aware of it. And that be a necessary precursor of any discussions for any adjustments. And then at the September council meeting, hear about the analysis of ideas that have come up over the course of the discussion in March for the staff to work on. I think at that time it would be very advantageous to have that meeting in September be a joint meeting with the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission to discuss current differences and non-concurrencies and any possible adjustments to the policies that are very, very similar. And I'd volunteer to help coordinate that September joint meeting if that's necessary. And then if there is any results that people want to consider making decisions on policy changes or future direction or changes in the policy, they put that off way until next November. A handout was provided to the commissioners by Tammy via email this morning that was intended for a handout last Friday, but it shows some spots where there's yellow highlights of having the staff look into this or that. I think it's important that any analysis of this kind of a nature be coordinated with staff from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, so that there's an analysis consensus on that. And so I think we should ask our staff to coordinate with their colleagues across the river here to achieve analytical consensus. So I know you're kind of running out of time here. If there are other commissioners that have other things, I think it's appropriate that they offer them as well. And thought maybe because of the time thing, if commissioners could get anything else they're interested in having the staff look at as an analysis of what has happened in the past, as opposed to not trying to introduce any new changes yet, but just what the commissioners could do that now, or they could do it over the course of the week. And I would ask that the advisory body and the staff and the advisory body look into this, and if they have any elements that they think ought to be in a comprehensive evaluation to have those considered as well. The goal of this would be to have an outreach that's open and transparent as much as possible. Noticing the advisory body that's going on, so they're not caught by surprise of any, or they're knowledgeable of any analysis of what happened, but also to notice the partners and the stakeholders of this whole process in play for 2018, so everybody has a chance to be aware of it. I wanted to make some more comments on the alternative gear connection emphasis that we talked about with the staff. They feel that the need to reduce hatchery fish in the spawning grounds and surpluses at hatcheries is a very strong issue, and I agree. I won't speak to the killer whale connection. I think we all know it's there. These alternative gears have much promise, but they also have a lot of outstanding concerns, as we heard in October, on both the positive and the concern level. So, I won't go into that at great length. So my main recommendation here is to alter
Mr. Carpenter, I have a point of order.
Mr. Thorburn.
Yeah, this was a special meeting, and my understanding is that we're supposed to follow the agenda on a special meeting, and I don't see this on the agenda.
Well, it would seem to me, Mr. Thorburn, that it would fall under C, meeting planning. I'll defer to Councilor Freymeyer.
This is Mr. Vice Chair, this is Bill Freymeyer. I think that while Commissioner McIsaac goes into a lot of detail, he is at least started this discussion by trying to look at your future meeting planning, and so if he focused on that, that would keep us, I don't think you're making big decisions, and I think the decision is the concern about the scope of the special meeting. So I think you're within bounds.
Thank you, Mr. Freymeyer. Any other comments?